What space in the world for which your past has prepared you is waiting to be filled by you? What space in the world for which your past has prepared you is waiting to be filled by you? In this episode, we're going to discuss driving with your windshield and not your rear view mirror. Driving with your windshield and not your rear view mirror. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies. Glad you can join me. This lovely voice that you're hearing, I go by the name of ED. This is your humble host. On this podcast, we talk about marketing. We talk about entrepreneurship. We also discuss personal development as well as faith. So, when you look at life and you're driving in life, the analogy is your life is like a car or a moving vehicle. See, I don't know about you, but I hope this is true, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. But when I drive with the windshield and I glance at the rearview mirror. You see, because I drive this way, it allows me to look at what is behind me in the rearview mirror, but I have to look as while I'm moving forward, looking through the windshield. And I think sometimes in life, we get so caught up in looking at the rearview mirror that we miss the opportunity to look out the windshield. I've been guilty of this. You've been guilty of this. You've been told what you're not. You've been told where you can't go or what you can't do and how you won't be successful, and that has never been done. And these are all, to me, rear view messages. I like that. See, rear view messages is that people that are behind you and not going where you're going want to instruct you on the mission you're about to go achieve. And since they don't know the mission, they put assumptions, or because they may have not continued to move forward after they either had success or had failure. I know that sounds weird, but sometimes in success, that you can have so much success that you don't want to move forward. You're afraid or you're fearful because of the success that you have, and you're just trying to repeat and redo. And if you have some bumps or hiccups, you're afraid that you can't, or that failure, that you will not be able to move forward. So when you have that windshield mentality and not the rear view mentality, you understand that the purpose is to look in the rear view to see behind you. See behind the failures that you've had that are really truly setting you up for the futures that you will have. See, I love in the Bible when it talks about going through a storm. It never says you are going to stay, and it says going through a storm, in a sense. So when you think about what you're dealing with and what you're going through, you have to understand, keep staying consistent with it. And it's challenging. Everyone tells you, keep pushing, keep doing it. But it's sometimes hard when you're the only one doing it. You're the first entrepreneur. You're the first college graduate. You're the first person to have a luxury vehicle. You're the first person. So all of these people that don't understand the sacrifices and the commitment and the disciplines that you had to get there, if you don't pay attention, you can get caught looking in your rear view and get distracted. See, they put the rear view mirror there again for one purpose, and one purpose only, is to peek and look forward, peek and look forward. So Ladies and gentlemen, going forward in life, I hope this message resonates with you, that you take the windshield approach to life and the rear view to your comments, your haters. And when you look back and you justify what you are, that billion or million dollar or thousandaire entrepreneur, you are that thing, or you achieve that dream or that vision, you know that it was worth it. Keep dreaming. Keep visioning, having visionary. Keep using strategics and learn when to use tactics. But be strategic on your journey. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the podcast. It's been a pleasure, a treat. Until next time.